Basically, the phrase is that I will suffer all, even death, rather than give up or turn away from this true faith.
And that's a promise, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
They're asked, will you promise?
Yeah.
It's a vow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a vow.
So, does that fit under when you vow a vow to God, pay what you vow?
Yeah, it does fit.
It does?
Yeah, and see, this is why occasionally as pastors, this is a danger. We have to be careful about this. But what we could ask legitimately based on that vow, have many of our members died and we weren't notified? Because they said they'd suffer all, even death, rather than give this up. And yet, they're not here where God's gifts are shared. They're not talking to God's
people.
We're
in pretty serious territory here.
Yeah, we are. And see, this is exactly why this whole issue of taking vows is not child's play. In fact, Jesus went so far as to say, don't take an oath.
Well, yeah, isn't that... isn't this a contradiction to that?
Well, and now we're dealing with the issue of what is God calling us to? And the idea of a vow or an oath, and this is part of the worship life, too. You have to remember, one of the things we make is a promise that we will come to the Lord's Supper as people who repent of sins and recognize our sinfulness, desiring to amend our sinful lives. Now, does that mean every Christian who ever goes to the Lord's Supper never sins again? Absolutely not. We daily sin much. But we've intended, with God's help, to live according to this vow or promise we make. We don't make it lightly. We think about it ahead of time, but we know that it's with God's help, the aid of the Holy Spirit, that we can live this way, and only with the aid of the Holy Spirit. And so we're always struggling with the question of, what can I commit myself to?
Verse 6 says, let not your mouth lead you into sin. In the context of making vows and paying vows, I understand that to mean don't be making any vows carelessly. Don't be saying things or promising things that you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow, there sure is a lot of that going on these days.
Yeah.
I mean, a man and a woman who are married, they make a promise before God, to God and each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then, literally, a year later, the marriage is ended.
Yes.
Seems like that's happening more often these days.
Certainly.
Than it used to. You agree with that?
It does happen frequently, unfortunately, yes.
So, for God, is that a, it's too bad? Or more serious?
For God, I would say that's a, my heart is bleeding because my children have broken their relationship with each other and with me, and I want them back.